it's just enjoyable to open the letters and find a cheque inside. It could be for £5, it could be for £5,000. I mean, the small amounts mean a lot to people who send them in. £5 can mean £5,000 to someone. So you don't really and truly go by the amount of the donation.
What was it that made you decide to start volunteering for the Christmas Appeal?
Because I've belonged to St Martin's since I was a child.
What, you came to the church?
To the church, yes. And when I retired and I had free time, I volunteered for the appeal.
I listened to a radio broadcast where they asked for volunteers and I telephoned. I felt it made a big difference to Christmas for me. I wasn't very much of a Christmas person, but after that I looked forward to it, because I looked forward to coming to St Martin's, buying things for people that they don't necessarily want either. Rather irritating. But this was something where you were actually doing something useful, maybe.
For me, it's one of those experiences that's totally positive. You are doing something that sadly is needed, but you are actually helping to improve the lot of the people sleeping in the streets. And I'm too old to run marathons and bake cakes for parties, so using a bit of brain power, opening mail and making records is a good substitute.
What would you say to anyone thinking of volunteering for the Christmas Appeal this year?
I would say come and join us and give it a try. See how you enjoy it. I enjoy just getting out of the house too and having something to look forward to that I don't normally do in the course of a day. And it's just very satisfying.
I'd say it's really fun and companionship, and you'd really enjoy doing it and feel it was worthwhile.
Well, I think anything which makes you get up and do is good. It's motivating.
Yes, definitely.
And I think as you get older, increasingly you need a purpose to each day. There's something about it that gets addictive.
Yes,
there is. It is addictive. Once you start doing it, you look forward to the next year, I think.
I remember you saying it wouldn't be Christmas without the appeal.
It's so interesting when they send their donations. Sometimes it's somebody who has been helped here in the past. You then think, well, it's all worthwhile. I'd be lost without it. I literally couldn't sit at home and do nothing. So that, I mean, as long as I can move, I should be volunteering.